So today, this morning, we're going to switch our gears. We're going to talk about the back-end Windows platform. Specifically, we're going to talk about Windows Server 8, Windows Azure, and Visual Studio. And we're going to talk about this in the context of the great, tremendous opportunity that you as developers have to lead the transformation of applications from client-server to the world of connected devices and continuous services. This is a massive transformation and a massive opportunity for all of you. Yesterday, Stephen and team talked a lot about connected devices, the new hardware, the new form factors, the new interaction models and user experience, the fact that these devices are always connected, and the fact that the applications that are deployed on those devices are constantly getting enhanced because of the services they connect to. The continuous services that are powering those devices have many key attributes. One of them is the fact that they need to be able to scale with elastic infrastructure. You don't need to be bound by the limits of infrastructure. You want to be able to compose these services with code running in a very distributed sense. So this is really where distributed computing comes to fruition in its full form. You want to be able to take the richness that's there in your applications and expose it as data. So the data models that you have inside of your applications is something that you want to expose as a first-class namespace for other developers to use, and you yourself will use data as a namespace while you're building these continuous services and composing these services. You also need to be able to handle the multitude of identities that your application needs to support. Some of them will be consumer identities, some of them will be organizational identities, and having done that and made it very accessible to all devices, you also want to have secure control. That means great access control that is secure. And lastly, you need to run a continuous service, and that means you want to be able to build continuously, deploy continuously, monitor continuously. There's going to be a sea change for us as developers in terms of how we triage, for example, the operational metrics of your code performance, the bug database, as well as the bill that you have from either IT or a service provider. This world of DevOps is something that's going to really change how we think about application architectures. This design point is the core motivation that has led to us building our deep and broad platform across Windows Server 8 and Windows Azure.